I just wanted to fill you in on what's kind of transpired over the last two or three days, bring you up to date, and I'll move forward with a brief overview of all three sides of the football, and leave it open to questions. As you know, we met with our players on Monday. It was a difficult meeting because it's an exit meeting, the most difficult when you haven't won the last game. And I thank them for their effort and for their commitment to our football team. I can honestly say I've never enjoyed coaching a group of men more than this group. They were collectively unselfish, extremely mentally tough, and as Phil said, a tremendously resilient football team. But maybe even more importantly, how compliant they were through the transition. I think they gave their coaches a chance to coach them and work with them. And there wasn't a day where we didn't ask for their best and we felt they didn't give us their best. And I think that's reflected in all the different press conferences we've had throughout the year. When I showed up here on Wednesday, you asked me how they were. And I was very specific. I said you wouldn't know whether they won or lost. They came back to work. They were focused in, and they gave us their undivided attention. And I'm proud of the football team for that. I reminded them, as we did throughout the year, that this was a locker room that had a mortality issue, that it would never be together again, that if there was one guy that would be missing in next year's team, it would be a different team. And it is a group of guys that 25 years from now, when they look back, it won't be about the wins or losses. It'll be about the locker room and the friendships and the relationships that they developed. And I think that's critically important. But getting to the facts here, the bottom line is we didn't get it done. And I was specific with them, and I'm being specific here as Phil has been. We didn't get it done. We had an opportunity to win our division the last week of the season. Could have happened earlier. Yes, it could. But at the end of the day, we had a chance. And Phil said it best with 46 seconds left in the game. We had a chance to win it. We didn't get it done. And it wasn't that play that eventually loses a game. No one game, one play does. It's a team effort. There's a connectivity between offense, defense, and special teams. I've reiterated that throughout the year, and I totally believe in that. We didn't get it done. We didn't get it done for each other. We didn't get it done for Mrs. McCaskey, for George, and the ownership in this organization and the people that support us in this building that provide us the resources, as Phil does, to win. And we certainly didn't get it done for our fans. And being here for a year, certainly the passion of our fan base is felt every day in this building and in this locker room in all different ways that it shows itself. And it gives us the incentive to move forward because we know what we're playing for and we know who we're playing for, not just for each other, which is clearly the most important, but for our fans and for this community and for the tradition that is the foundation of this organization. On the positive side, again, I was really proud of their collective resiliency and their collective toughness, and really proud of our coaching staff. When you have a new staff, when you're building a program with new players, and you've got to have relationships to bring out the best in people, I was proud of the way our players and our coaches worked together to get that done. And then Tuesday arose, and I walked into this building and walked into Phil's office, and we decided to begin executing our plan to relentlessly attack this offseason and to do it with a sense of urgency, the same sense of urgency that we attacked each and every day when we started this new program almost a year ago. And that would be a working plan to evaluate every aspect, as Phil said, everything we do in this organization as it relates to football. And that starts with my accountability to this organization and to this team, and to what I could do, better, to administrate and coach this football team. And that's what we're in the process of beginning to do, to evaluate all three aspects: the scheme, the structure, the teaching, the practice methods. And this is not unusual. This goes on in every organization, whether they've won it all or wind up being 8-8. That's what organizations do. And it'll start with myself, how I administer, how I coach this football team on and off the field. Nothing new, but it's got to be done, and it'll be done this year as it will be done in years to come. With that in mind, I can tell you from past experience that when we evaluate all phases of our football, offense, defense, special teams, or the way we administer it, we're not going to be satisfied with any of it at any level, because no coach ever is. The standard is perfection. It's an unreachable standard, but it's something that we're focused in on doing, and we will continue to move forward. This is going to be a mindful process. It's going to be a calculated process. It's going to be a methodical process. You have to take the emotion out of it. This was a very disappointing loss, and there is a carryover, but you can't allow that to cloud your view of what has to be done. And I think Phil got us started with what he had to say. Let me just say a few things in all three phases. I think Phil hit on some of the statistical aspects, and everyone in this room knows the statistics, so I'm certainly not going to get into statistical self-defense in any phase, because we got to get better in all of it. I will say this about the offensive side. When we do our scheme evaluation, we're going to be disappointed. We're going to be disappointed because we left yards on the field. We're going to be disappointed because we left completions on the field. We're going to be disappointed because we shouldn't have had as many sacks, and we should have converted more on third down, and we should have stayed on the field in time of possession. And I'm not just saying it to saying it. We'll emotionally feel that when we look back at this season and the scheme that we put together, that it wasn't good enough, and we're going to want more the next time around. And the players will feel that, and the coaches will feel that, and it will be illustrated in our sense of urgency when they come back and with our plan for them as we move forward. It'll never be good enough. It can't be. We can never get complacent with the status quo, whatever that is. But on the other side, I do want to relate to you a couple of things. I've had the opportunity to go into San Francisco and be a part of a good offense. I've had a chance in another instance to go into Oakland and be part of a good offense. But when I went in there, the system was in place. The language was in place. There was a foundation that was in place. When we came in here that last January, it wasn't in place. We had to start over. And the credit has to start with the players and the way particularly our quarterbacks, Jay and Josh, took control of the situation. Our credit has to go once OTA started with the way our coaches taught it. But our players went beyond. When I go home at 9 o'clock at night in the off season to the hotel, and Jay and Josh are in there with an iPad, and they are teaching and going through the next day's script and walking through the script at 9 o'clock at night in April and May on their own, I have to walk by the room, go up in the elevator, and I see them working to get better. When meetings are over at 10 o'clock at night in training camp, and I see our players, our offensive guys, walk over to the gymnasium at 10:15 and walk through and are working to get themselves ready to play against, practice against in a competitive environment, an established defense, that says something about what it takes to be as productive as they were at this point 1 year into it. So I think it started with them. It transcended to all our players who unselfishly gave of themselves to do more than they were even asked to by their coaches and did it on their own within the framework of the rules. And the rest we'll see. Well, the rest we'll see, because our standards are set so high that the players will come back wanting more and wanting to be better from that standpoint. Coaches, again, I thought did an outstanding job of teaching. On the defensive side, let me just say this. When I went into Phil and we started to begin to talk on Tuesday morning, we began this plan, executing this plan of our evaluation process of our defense. And Phil hit it on a lot of the substantive points. I'll just reiterate a couple things and the process we went through. We spent some time looking at the end of the season, and we spent some time to give us some perspective and taking the emotion out of it about what happened early on in the season. And we all can easily reflect on what happened late, but let me just tell you and reiterate what we both saw as we looked at our defense initially. We saw speed on tape. We saw a sense of urgency on tape. We saw disruption at the line of scrimmage on tape. We saw a defense that forced turnovers. We saw a defense that scored. We saw players making plays. We saw 11 turnovers in the first three games of the season. We created 44 the year before. We saw things going in the right direction. I saw Henry Melton disrupting the middle of the line of scrimmage and Nate Collins disrupting the middle of the line of scrimmage. I saw DJ Williams blowing up piles and running with speed to the ball. I saw Lance Briggs playing at a Pro Bowl level, and certainly Charles Tillman not only making plays, but the physicality with which he tackled and the sense of urgency with which he played the game. And I saw Tim making plays and scoring touchdowns. So I saw something completely different in a lot of ways than I saw at the end of the season. I saw a healthy Stephen Paya making plays and moving the line of scrimmage and running to the football. And I reminded myself that our nickel, Kelvin Hayden, hadn't even made it through OTAs. I also want to reiterate what Phil said about Shea. After looking at the end of the season and after looking at the beginning of the season, Shea is capable of more. And it's our job and our responsibility as coaches to get that out of them. And we're going to do everything we can to do that. While watching the tapes on both sides of the season, I watched the growth of our two young linebackers. I saw Kasim do it right and John do it right, and I saw them both do it wrong. I did not see a consistency in their play. And I saw it our safety play, and I'm sure that Major and Chris would agree that they did not play at the ability and capability level throughout the season that we would have expected to them. And I think they would be their own worst critics in this area, that they would have wanted more out of themselves. Early on in the season, I saw some long balls completed. I think we could have done a better job at that. And I thought our tackling was good but could have been much better early in the season, and it certainly wasn't where we wanted it to be at the end of the season. So when I looked at it and we began this process of evaluating our defense from inside out, looking at our players and our ability, and Phil reflected on that a little bit, the part that comes to my mind is, how did we handle the change? What did we do in our protocol to handle the change when we went from experienced to a job in training, to that term we use, that next man up mentality, which has been perceptively written about in different ways, but at the end of the day is, how did we handle that change? And what was our protocol? What was our motivational efforts? What were our teaching methods? What was the process? How did we coach in terms of practice mentality and being able to do the most for these young guys to get them to play at a more consistent level, which we didn't get done? We felt we were trending a little bit in Dallas and Cleveland, and we talked about that in these press conferences, that we were ascending a little bit. We weren't where we wanted to be, but we were going in somewhat of the right direction, and that went in completely south in the Philadelphia game. And we're going to do more to evaluate that game and why it went south. But the whole protocol is something that we have to be accountable, and I have to be accountable as the head coach in why did this happen and how, if these situations do come up, because injuries in the National Football League are no excuse. Every team has gone through that and is able at times to overcome that. Did we do everything that we could to overcome it? That starts with me, and that'll be part of this process. Overall, I think Phil hit it on special teams. My biggest concern always as the head football coach is being a disciplined football team. That is number one. Discipline translates connectively to each and every phase of our football. It's about real estate. It's about where the line of scrimmage starts. It's about going downhill on an offensive drive or leaving an offense backed up on a defensive drive. And overall, we were very good discipline-wise in terms of penalties. Were we where we want to be? No. Is number 7 or 8 where we want to be? No, we want to be better, and we'll continue to improve. But that's one area which would be a focal point, is making sure we don't lose field position in the special teams area. Our return teams were better. Our return teams were better in terms of being the strength of our football team and special teams. We did not cover as well as we want to cover. And part of that is when you have younger players who were special teams players move up, we've got to be able to get those guys who replace them to play better, to cover better. So that's kind of the overview, offense, defense, and special teams. We had a lot of young guys on special teams. We were able to overcome that in our return game. We weren't in our coverage game. But I wanted to remind us all how we perceive it, how I perceive it, and I believe how Phil perceives this. Phil said it all. He said it, you know, there's going to be a sense of urgency here. And I've said it, we're going to relentlessly attack this offseason in every phase, but it's going to be a thorough process. It's going to be a thoughtful process. It's going to be objective, and it's going to be done mindfully in the best interest of the team, because it's not about the defense or the offense or the special teams. It's truly about how we can put this whole thing together and do it in the right way. We don't want to be sitting here next year with 46 seconds left and not be able to get to where we want to go. We had a chance and a very, very, very good chance to be able to win a division last week, and we didn't get it done. That does not sit well with any of us. It does not sit well with me as the head football coach. Obviously, you felt Phil's passion for this. I have an accountability to Phil to get this done, and with that, Mrs. McCaskey and our ownership. And we're going to do it, and we're going to do it, as I said, thoughtfully in a very complete evaluation process.